Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Neoma Thomas, and she is originally from Audubon, and we're going to talk about her artwork. Good morning to you, Neoma.
Good morning.
So you have an exhibit. It's pretty exciting, I think, at the Danish Museum. So when did that get put up, Neoma?
Well, it went up July 21st. That was the opening. But I've been dealing with the museum for 2 years, planning this exhibit.
Yes, it does take lots of planning, and I think when we go just to see it, we appreciate the artwork, but we don't appreciate all that effort that goes into the signage and the story behind it and the space and all those sorts of things, because there are many details to work out when they have any kind of exhibit.
That's right.
So how long? I mean, this people don't need to go tomorrow to see it. They have a few months yet to see that.
That's true. The show is scheduled to be up from now to January 6th.
And maybe a little longer. But don't wait that long to go see it, because I think people will really enjoy it. Neoma, it brings back memories for people, I think, even if they don't recognize the people in the paintings. They are very much people you knew. Tell us about some of that work that you have there.
Well, I used my Aunt Lily's photo albums, and most of those photos were taken in the 1920s. So you see a real period type of costume. And one in particular that was used for the invitation is of my Uncle Charlie. And several people have told me that they also have an Uncle Charlie that looks just like him.
Very interesting. And I'm sure the clothing and that sort of thing really helps. But, you know, isn't that a real compliment to your work?
I think so. I enjoy hearing the comments.
Now, tell us about, you have several, your grandmother and your grandfather. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, these are portraits of my Danish side, and that was my mother, Rose Axelson Alt. And her parents, Nels Peter and Christine Axelson. And so I have portraits of them and my mother and my Aunt Lily, of course, and Uncle Charlie, whose photographs I used.
Now, are all of the paintings of photos that you looked at, are some of them sort of combinations, or just saying, this is the picture of people I want to put in here?
Well, most of the pastel portraits are of specific persons. However, the big oil painting is kind of a genealogy painting, and that is kind of strange because I had to combine an abstract idea with portraits of real people. And so, of course, as the genealogy went back, I had to kind of use puzzle people shapes for them.
Yeah, I like the title, Puzzle People. And for many of us, that really tells, if we start looking at genealogy, really tells us, I think, because many of us don't know the faces of those people long ago. We may know the recent faces, and that's what I see when I look at it.
That's right. And photography didn't become a common element until the late 1800s. About the earliest photography was 1850. And so you may be able to find out the names, but you just haven't got a face to put with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that people, especially those interested in genealogy, I think will really stop and look at that and enjoy that, because it really does give feeling to that whole genealogy thing. Now, this may be difficult. Do you have a favorite of all of those that are on exhibit?
No.
Yes.
No, I can't. Of course, my Aunt Lily, since it was her photo albums, there were many pictures of her. And I used to say that Aunt Lily taught me a lot about pastel, because I used her image a lot as I experimented with pastels.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned pastel several times, but you also do oils?
Yes, I've just started doing oils in the last couple of years.
Okay. Any like pencil? Let's just kind of talk about your history in art. When you were a kid, were you pencil sketching? And how did you come to this point when you have the exhibit at the museum?
Oh yeah, I loved to draw when I was a kid, and my sister and I put our Uncle Johnny on the spot because every time he visited, we would hold our drawings up and ask him to judge which was best. Poor guy.
Yeah, you really did put him on the spot. Now, when you say your sister, you're talking about?
Jane Jorgensen, my sister, and she's partly responsible for the fact that I went to the Kansas City Art Institute, because I think at that time, my mother was not thrilled about me going to art school, and so I asked Jane to sign the papers for me that got me into the school.
Yeah, I think you should give her some credit. And I do want to mention that, because lots of folks listening and will remember that Jane Jorgensen was the office assistant at the Ottoman County Extension Office for a lot of years, and we worked together for a lot of years. And so it's really fun also getting to know you a little bit more, Neoma, because of that close relationship. As you said, you started with drawing when you were a kid, went to the Art Institute. What was next for you?
Oh, boy. Well, I worked a short while at the Minneapolis, at the Walker Art Center, but then I had to follow my heart. I ended up going to Australia for 7 years. I married my college sweetheart, and my daughter was born in Australia. And then I came back. Well, while I was in Australia, I taught at the National Art School, and I worked as a graphic designer.
So art has really been just an essential part of your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also credit my Aunt Lily for part of that, because she and her husband lived in Tacoma, Washington, and every time they visited, they brought Jane and I paper, because they had a friend who worked in the paper mills. And so it was just wonderful. It was a lot better than drawing on the backs of wallpaper.
It's a very special gift. I want to talk just a little bit more about your grandparents, because I believe they are the ones who immigrated from Denmark. What do you know about that time in their lives?
Well, my grandfather came with his whole family, Lars and Anna Axelson, and they immigrated in 1886. I don't believe my grandmother immigrated until 1896, and they were married in 1898, and in January, and I imagine that it was probably horse and buggy that they got themselves from the Elkhorn-Kimbolton area over to Audubon to the Justice of the Peace. But I don't really know any other details.
Did they live in the Kimbolton-Elkhorn area the entire time?
Yes. My grandfather farmed, and part of the exhibit has materials, personal items of theirs, in addition to the paintings. And that's really kind of how I found out about them, that I could write about them, because I went through all the materials that my mother had in her house. And although I don't remember my grandmother at all, I pieced together what I thought their lives consisted of. So there's notebooks and journals and just day-to-day living.
And you also do have some photos as a part of this exhibit. There are just a few photos there.
Absolutely. Yeah. The photos were the best. Yeah. And many photos that I did not see. And there were many details of their lives that I did not know about.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me to look at the photos and then look at your artwork is kind of a follow-up to those photos. So we've been visiting with Neoma Thomas and growing up in the Ottoman area, and we want to remind people that they can come and see your artwork at the Danish Museum right now and for several months. You want to get over there and see who you might recognize if you're from the area. I think people have told you, they say, oh, I remember. So, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I met a woman who I was named after on the day of the opening.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, yes. Her name was Neoma Larson. She lives in Elkhorn. Her last name is now Steen. Okay. So,
because it is a pretty, and it's a pretty name, and it's sort of an unusual name.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I was glad to finally meet her, yes, and visit with her.
Well, we have been very happy to visit with you also, Neoma Thomas. Who, you want to go see her artwork at the Danish Museum right now. Until next time, here's a thought. If you're doing your best, you won't have any time for failure.